A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, happy Saturday, Betsy. Happy Saturday, everybody out there listening. We hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving.
I'm sure they did.
Hopefully you're still milking it for all it's worth, right?
Right.
Getting everything you can out of this extra long weekend.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah. I like to milk things and get as much out of the good stuff as I possibly can.
Of course you do.
Why are you giving me that look?
Because all I can think of is a cow, and I'm sitting here trying to...
Have you ever milked a cow?
Yes. Have you?
No.
Okay, then.
I was going to make something up, but I realize you're probably in the know, and you're going to know when I'm fibbing.
Yep. Yeah. You would probably be right.
I don't think I've ever milked a cow. I've watched a cow be born, and
yes.
I believe there were twins, and my grandpa pulled one out.
Yes.
And then walked away, and my cousin and I stayed and watched, you know, the miracle of birth.
Right.
Actually, we were so horrified by what we'd seen, we couldn't move. But we noticed something moving, and Grandpa came running back, and there was a second one in there.
Oh.
It was pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, I think they
named him Little Dan.
Oh,
I think we ate him
course.
Later.
Oh,
That's
okay.
how it is for cows. Unless they're pets.
That is a terrible story.
It is not a great story. There's parts of it that are good.
Can we move on to more lively, wonderful things? So today is Small Business Saturday. Yesterday was Black Friday. Now it's Small Business Saturday. Make sure you're going out supporting your local small businesses. And because of that...
Oh, you're bossing everybody. See, this is what she's like, folks. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
No, you want to talk?
No, we definitely supporting small business is great, and we're going to help you do that.
Yes.
By interviewing Jeff Rietveld from Out of the Box Games in Zeeland and Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
I know Jeff because I've given him a lot of my money over the course of the last few years as my family discovered all kinds of, I don't know what else to describe them as, but designer games.
Yeah.
Really fun. Mm-hmm. Really interesting games.
Unique games
that have completely changed how we do things as a family. We've had a lot of fun. We thought Jeff would be a great person to interview to talk about small businesses, but also to give you some ideas for great gifts this holiday season, because sometimes it can be a struggle to find the perfect thing for people who seem to have everything.
Yes.
Jeff's got a store full of things that some of you have never heard about.
Oh,
and you're going to want to know. So hang around for that.
Right. We're also going to give you a few Christmas hacks today because let's face it, this is probably the weekend when everybody's getting their Christmas decorations out, putting away all the fall stuff.
Unless people were thinking ahead like me and never took them down.
Right.
Everybody laughed at me all year long, but now...
Uh-huh.
Look at me. I'm way ahead.
Right. Well, for those who aren't like Dan and leave their Christmas decorations up all year long.
Yeah. The rest of you all.
The rest of us. We have some great things that are going to help you get your Christmas decorations out today and make it maybe a little bit easier. And also, it's going to help you when you put them away at the end of the season.
There are some really cool things in here.
There are.
And then I've thrown in a couple of things that I thought were about the dumbest thing I'd ever heard about.
They were very dumb.
So
yes.
It's fun to talk
I
about.
I saw your list.
Those
it's pretty
things
bad.
As well. But first, let's talk about paint finishes, because exciting as it sounds, it's one of those things that we really need to understand when we're making a paint purchase. And a lot of people get confused, and it's unnecessary how much confusion this causes.
Yes.
So we're going to try to minimize that. Mm-hmm. We know that nobody's going to remember everything we're going to go through.
No.
But it'll at least give you an idea, kind of a thumbnail sketch of how things work.
Right.
And you can maybe go armed with a little more information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing to grasp is how paint finishes work. And the duller the finish is, what you're going to get from that is it's going to hide wall imperfections really well.
Right.
The duller the finish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to wash up very well at all.
No.
The shinier you go, the more washability you're going to gain, but the less it's going to hide.
Yeah,
so
it might actually highlight wall imperfections.
So you've got to find that balance between washability, how much washability you need, and how much sheen you can tolerate for your situation.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's tackle the first one, flat finishes. Now, what you've got with flat finishes is basically the lowest level of sheen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to hide wall imperfections better than anything else.
Yes.
But it's not going to be terribly washable.
No, not at all. You can't go and scrub a wall that has a flat finish on it.
You can scrub a wall, but you will end up with a big shiny spot where you scrubbed.
Yes, you which can... is what people don't like
right.
to see.
It's burnishing. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
And you definitely can do that relatively easily with a flat finish.
Yeah.
Very little washable. But mm-hmm. like we said, it hides everything.
Yeah.
So where do you use a flat finish? If it's not very washable, where in the world does it really serve its purpose? Well, ceilings
yeah.
is where a flat finish excels.
Right. It's perfect because it doesn't reflect any of that light back. And Benjamin Moore actually makes a fantastic ceiling paint, ironically enough, called ceiling paint.
Yeah, they nailed that one.
They did.
I bet they just thought that through, threw a number of names out there and went with
Ceiling paint. Yeah. Well,
but it's a good product.
It tells you what it is. It is a good product. The great thing about it is you can get it in any color. So if you want to try navy blue on your ceiling, you can. And the other great thing is that the paint doesn't get shinier as the colorants are added to make that color. Traditionally, it gets a little bit shinier when you add colorants to make a dark color. This one does not.
Right. It's a great product. Definitely something to think about. Definitely something to use for ceilings.
Right. Now, the next step up from a flat is actually a matte finish. It has just a little bit more sheen than the flat finish, but there's still very little light reflectance on there. It's going to give you just a little bit more durability than that flat finish is going to give
you. You start to pick up some scrubability with this.
Yeah.
Repolite's yep. Hallmark Matte mm-hmm. is a product that we sell a ton of.
Yeah.
And it's just so practical. You mm-hmm. get that low sheen look. You know, so it hides a lot of wall imperfections. It still touches up really well, but now it can be scrubbed to some extent.
Right.
It's not as washable as shinier finishes. Because mm-hmm. like we said, the shinier you go, the more washable it gets. But it's still very, very washable, and you get that flat look. So it's something that you could use in bedrooms, hallways, as long as they're low traffic areas.
Yep.
You know, medium traffic areas, things like that.
Living rooms, dining rooms.
Right. If you really want that low sheen look, the matte finish is a great way to go.
Now, normally we wouldn't recommend putting a matte finish in a bathroom just because of the moisture problems that you could end up with. But there is an exception to that rule. Benjamin Moore makes a product called Aura Bath and Spa. We've talked about it before. It comes exclusively in a matte finish. So you get that very soft, low luster look, but you get all of the benefits of a fantastic bathroom paint.
Which is cool because a lot of people fill their house with a matte finish.
Right.
And then it gets to the bathroom.
And all of a sudden it's very shiny.
Yeah. Previously, that's all we've been able to offer
right.
is just a satin
yep.
sheen or something like that, maybe mm-hmm. an eggshell. But the room definitely feels different,
right.
disconnected from the rest of the house.
Yes.
With Aura Bath and Spa, you can keep that matte finish everywhere. It's the only bathroom paint that I know of that's in a matte finish that you can use this way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, up from a matte finish is an eggshell finish, and it actually gets its name from an eggshell because it looks like the outside of an eggshell. It has
only
that same
flat
sheen.
On the wall.
Only flat.
Not curved like an eggshell. I shouldn't
right.
say flat because that confuses it with a finish.
Right.
I'm going to just shut up.
That would be great. So an eggshell finish is going to give you more durability. It's going to give you a little bit more washability. It's good for those slightly higher traffic areas, you know, your dining room, your living room, bedrooms of, you know, teenagers.
It's super practical.
It is.
Really, if you're confused and you're not sure where to go, you really usually can't go wrong with an eggshell finish.
Mm-hmm.
It still has a soft look.
Yep.
But it does give you the durability.
Right.
So
it's the best of both worlds.
If you are confused, it might be the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Moving up from an eggshell is a pearl finish.
Yes. And
then up from that is a satin sheen.
Yeah.
But we can kind of cover both of these at once.
Yeah. Because
they're very similar.
They are
very
similar.
Pearl is exclusive in our lines, at least, to Benjamin Moore.
Right.
Repcolite doesn't make mm-hmm. a pearl finish. We go straight to a satin. Regal Select, I believe, comes in a pearl finish.
Yeah.
But the pearl and the satin, very similar.
Very similar.
Shinier than an eggshell, more
yep.
washable. All of those things. If you've got higher traffic areas, our satin sheen we used to call kid-proof paint. You know, perfect for kids' rooms.
Playrooms.
Laundry
like rooms,
that.
Kitchens. Anywhere where you're going to have a little bit more wear and tear on entryways, it's fantastic for that.
We've also seen both of those start to be used more and more on trim and cabinets.
Yeah.
Especially the yep. satin sheen. Hallmark Satin Sheen, another Repcolite product. We sell a ton of that.
Yeah.
For trim and cabinets. Holds
yeah.
up really well, but it's not as shiny as a semi-gloss.
Yes. Now, semi-gloss is the next sheen up from the satin or the pearl finish, and it's going to give you more of that shine. It's not going to hide those surface imperfections very well, but it is going to give you that durability and that washability that sometimes you're looking for on your trim and cabinets.
Right. It's same thing with high gloss, which is the next step up.
Yep.
Wall imperfections are going to jump out at you more so than anything else.
Right.
But you're going to get washability unlike anything else. Like we said, the shinier you go, the more washable and durable it's going to be, but the more imperfections you're going to see.
Right. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to give you some Christmas hacks that are going to help you while you decorate this weekend. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, are you decorating this weekend? Is that your big plan?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. You didn't, like I did, leave everything up all year?
Nope.
No, I didn't actually do that. I have done that in the past, but unintentionally.
Oh, I've always wanted to see things.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, those reindeer have been up all year. Whoops. Look, they're ready to go.
I think everyone has done that at least once. So you go through, you think you have everything packed away, and then all of a sudden, hey, look, we forgot something.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
But if you love this time of year.
Which I do.
This is big time.
It is big time.
But for some people, this is a monumental task that has to be accomplished. And then the cleanup is also monumental.
Right. I love this time of year, but yeah, it is a lot of work to do this. So that's our hope today, is that we can help take a little bit of the stress and a little bit of the work out of what you're doing probably this weekend, I would guess.
Right. And I'm going to just give you some dumb ideas that I've scoured the internet and discovered. And I thought they were too dumb to not point out.
Right. So
go with the good stuff, Betsy. Help us.
Yes. I want to start with ornament storage, because I have all kinds of cardboard boxes that my ornaments came in. The little plastic trays that, you know, they stick the ornaments in and then you're afraid you're going to break them.
Well, I have broken trying to get them out.
Yeah, so have I. I hate those things.
Then I might get cut. And we know I take so many aspirin that I'm going to bleed out.
Well, that is
true. Paper cut is tragic for me.
So this is the perfect solution for you. Start saving containers that food comes in, you know, like eggs. Egg cartons, also muffin containers. They have those plastic muffin containers with the separated areas. Those are great for putting ornaments in. Then you can stack them in a box.
So I'm saving these food things to put ornaments in.
Yeah. Throw out the other things, save these things. It works out fantastic.
Why are these better?
Because you don't have them crammed in there and they're separated, so they're not going to break. It's like the perfect solution. I have some of those huge boxes that you can buy for ornaments, but they're kind of expensive. So if you're buying food that you already have these containers, why not just save them and reuse those?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
But I like your next idea better, because you were pitching this to me. And that first one I can roll with.
Uh-huh.
But this next one I thought was really smart, because it involves those little tiny party cups.
Yeah, those like 9-ounce clear plastic cups.
What are they called? You had to Google it.
Yeah, I did.
Squat cups?
Squat cups.
Yeah, it's a very unflattering name.
Yes.
But they're the little clear plastic party cups, which sounds way more fun.
Right. So you glue a bunch of those onto a piece of cardboard. And
that
then
will fit into a Rubbermaid.
Yeah. Well, however many fit on there. And then you put the ornaments in there. You can stack them because of the cardboard. It works out fantastic.
Really well. See, the thing that I like about that is I have one of those ornament divider things.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I take the levels out, all of the sides of it, it's just partitioned cardboard.
Yeah, yep.
All of the sides are open.
Yeah.
You know, that particular tray uses the side of the Rubbermaid to keep them in. But when you pull that off, all of the bulbs on the sides roll out.
Yeah.
Whereas with this thing, I could take each level out and they're all contained in these little plastic cups.
Right.
Super inexpensive.
Yeah.
Super cool. You get a thumbs up for that one, Betsy.
Wow, thank you.
And now I want to talk about my dumb hack for ornaments.
Okay.
And I found this on a very reputable website, and I thought it was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Now, you've got to understand, there was a picture with this. Now, the hack itself is not stupid. It was the combination of the hack and the picture that they chose.
Yes.
The hack is to label all your little Rubbermaids.
Yes, which I have done.
So that you know exactly what's in there. So they painstakingly wrote things like gold ornaments and tinsel and all of these things.
Right.
But the thing that was so dumb is that they put it on clear containers. So they've got these tiny little labels that you can barely read.
Right.
And I'm trying to read, where are the gold ornaments? And all I want to tell these poor people is just look. You have eyes. You don't need to read the label. You can see the gold ornaments.
That is fantastic.
If you're going to label them, make sure that you buy opaque containers that you can't see through, or your friends will come and make fun of you.
Oh,
if you have clear
most
ones,
definitely.
Just rely on instinct and
yes,
look at them.
People will know. You'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next hack is for wrapping paper because it,
that's a mess at my house.
Well, I think it's a mess at a
we
lot
have
of people's
a big
houses.
Rubbermaid
yep.
full of all these little pieces and parts,
yep.
and it sits out the whole
month
of
December.
Christmas. Right,
yep.
all of December.
Uh-huh.
There it is, in the
yes.
room. It's like decor, only ugly.
Right, so there's a great way to get rid of that so it's not just out all the time.
Tear out all the wrapping.
No. Get a garment bag and put all of the wrapping paper in the garment bag. That way you can hang it in a closet when it's not in use, bring it out, use it, and then put it back. And you're not toting around this huge thing that's full of stuff. Plus, it forces you to get rid of some of the scraps that you may not need.
Of all the ideas you have,
uh-huh.
this was my favorite because the whole wrapping paper Rubbermaid
yes.
is the bane of my existence in
uh-huh.
my room. So this, super practical.
Right.
Thumbs up, Betsy.
Why,
that's
thank
two
you.
Two thumbs up so far.
Perfect. Now, when it comes to trees, tree stands and my wood floors are a terrible combination because I go to put the lights on, twist the tree stand, and it scratches the wood floor. So the solution to that is to get a sample of carpet or perhaps, you know, one of those
bath
rugs.
One of those little carpet squares.
Yeah.
A lot of stores will just give them out or maybe they'll
yes.
sell them very, very low price.
Right.
Get those or what were you saying, a bathroom rug?
Yeah, a bathroom rug. Put the grippy side up so it's underneath. Underneath the tree
yeah,
stand.
Put it upside down on the floor.
Yeah, and then you can spin your tree with ease.
Right.
It's
the
all
tree
slippery.
Stand sits right on that.
Yep.
And the fabric is on the floor. It
it's
protects
like a lazy
the
floor, Susan.
But you can also spin it. Very,
yes.
very cool.
Keeps me from walking around the tree on a bunch of chairs.
Yeah. Us uh-huh. short people have to get creative when it comes to stuff like this.
Yes. Now, the other thing with Christmas trees, now, I hate this part, putting the tree in the stand and tightening those bolts down.
Because you always get a live tree.
I always get a live tree.
And then
tree.
You've got to tighten all of those things down.
Yeah, the
and it
the
tries
L
to
bolts.
Flip, and you've got people involved. You're stuck
yes.
under the tree for ages.
Yes.
And it hurts.
It does.
My well, little patties get very sore. I'm a gentle soul.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm not good at this one.
So wait, here's the solution for that. If you've got the one those L brackets, you just take
it... I hate
it and,
the L brackets.
I know. Or the T brackets. They're essentially the same thing. But this solution will work for both of them. You take an eye hook, you put it in the end of a drill, you slip it over one side of the L or T, and you let the drill do all the work for you. What could be better?
Yes, I watched a video of this because I made you demonstrate that this would really work.
Uh-huh.
And it does. It's a little wobbly.
Yeah, the drill's a little
wobbly.
You
know, it's not perfect.
Right.
But it will so dramatically speed up your time.
Yes.
And anybody who's ever put a tree up and tried to tighten those dumb little brackets down.
Yes, I hate that.
This is remarkable.
Right.
And if you have eye hooks instead,
yeah, which
you
some
know,
people
for,
do. Yep.
for the tree stand, mm-hmm. all you need to do is the same concept, but with an open-ended hook
yeah.
in the drill.
Yep.
So you just hook that around the eye hook,
mm-hmm.
same thing, drill it in, and you're good to go.
Right. Now, one last hack I have. If you have ever had wax that gets all over everything and you can't get it off recently.
Like we did at our designer event. It was
yeah.
so sad. We had the two nights. We had a night for DIYers
mm-hmm.
and then a night for designers and architects.
Right.
And the first night, we had all these candles out, and it looked beautiful.
Yep.
But they melted all over the
oh,
little books
yeah.
and all the things that Betsy had
the
created
candle
for the
holders.
Centerpiece.
Yep.
Created a horrible mess.
Yeah, and I was going to scrape it all off with a knife.
But then your mom steps in.
My mom steps
saves
in.
Saves the day.
She says, pop them in the freezer for 20 to 30 minutes, roughly. Let them freeze, pull them back out, and the stuff will come right off. Lo and behold, she was so very right. Now, coming up after the break, we have a very cool idea for you if you've got someone on your list that's a little hard to find gifts for. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're here in the studio with Jeff Rietveld from Out of the Box Games, Toys, and Puzzles in Zeeland. And you've got a store in Grand Rapids, right?
We do, in Kentwood as well.
In Kentwood as well. Now, it's Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
Right. We referenced that earlier. And so we thought we'd bring Jeff in here. Jeff's got this small business that my family has definitely made large use of. Given you a fair amount of cash over the years. But small business is so important.
Well, it is, especially to businesses. I mean, we are a small business. Yes, we have quite a few stores, but, you know, we're still a very local business. And it's important, you know, to recognize small businesses, because I know we tend to go to all those other big places, but there are things that small businesses give you that you're just not going to get anyplace else. You know, you walk into the store and they know who you are.
Well, I know, Jeff, we've run into that with you. That's been one of the things that I've most enjoyed about going to the store. First off, your store is just on Main Street in Zeeland, which is like 2 minutes from my house, which is problematic. Uh-huh. And then your hours, I don't know if they're still, what are your hours?
10 to 10 Monday to Friday, yes. 10 to 6 Saturday.
That is incredible.
Right, and that's also problematic, because No matter what time of day, unless I'm asleep,
after dinner,
there's an
you're
opportunity
like, oh.
to go spend money there. Uh-huh. But what I've enjoyed so much is walking in and having you know me. You've started to, you've figured out the games that we like, that my family likes. Everybody in the store has done that. And we'll get recommendations and all of that based mm-hmm. on what we're playing, what we're doing. And that's been so helpful. And I know We try to do that at the store at Repcolite. We talk mm-hmm. to people, and as they come in from project after project, You get to know exactly what they're working on and how things are going. And it's a lot of fun. That's what small business does over and above a lot of these bigger places.
Right. But also remember that when you do shop at a small business, those are business owners who are spending that money then again in our community. It's not going to another state or another country. It stays right here. So that keeps our local economy going. And that's a great thing. So we encourage everyone to go out and support your local businesses today, because it is the day and, you know, small businesses are always there when you need them.
Exactly. So now let's get to some of the reasons that people will stop at your store today, because when it comes to Christmas, your store is one of my favorite places to go. In the last couple of years, I've done most of my Christmas shopping at your store. Walk us through what you've got.
Sure. Games are really our specialty. We carry about 1,000 different titles in stock at any different point. But we also do a lot with toys, crafts, jigsaw puzzles. We have a very large used game selection where basically people bring in their old games. They don't play anymore. And we probably have 500 on those shelves at any given point. And we just love giving advice, helping people to pick out that perfect present if it's this time of year, or perfect whatever any time of year.
Now, Betsy, you don't do a lot of gaming at all, right? I know this is a little weird on our show, but
Not tons.
The reason we're talking about this, first off, is it's going to be helpful. Secondly, It's Small Business Saturday.
Yes.
Thirdly, my family, we kind of fell into this gaming thing maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We didn't do a lot of games. I thought of games as Monopoly. You know, that's and we never really liked Monopoly, because my dad would cheat like crazy. And then there'd be fighting.
Well, that's the thing. When people think of games, they think of Monopoly and Candyland and Chutes and Ladders and Checkers and those kind of ones that have been around forever. And, you know, the stuff they get a little boring.
Right.
Honestly.
The stuff you find on the big box shelves.
Right.
But we found these games and it really changed our whole family dynamic. I mean, you've got to see that from families that you see over and over in the store.
Oh, absolutely. We love seeing, we kind of call it when that light bulb comes on. And our original location was right next to Hungry Howie's in Zeeland. And we had a lot of people that came in waiting for their pizza that first discovered us about 8-9 years ago. And they were going to be going home and watching a movie. And nothing wrong with that. We do that a lot with our family. But when they would pick up a game and say, we're going to try this again, or we're going to try this instead tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then would come in the very next day and talk with me about 20 minutes about how it was the best family night they ever had. It was so different than anything they'd ever done. And boy, this game is way better than Monopoly.
What are some of the games, if people are new to this, that are no-brainers? You've got to get these. You've got to start with these. Let's just start with some of those. I got a feeling I know what you're going to come up with, but...
And it depends a little bit on the budget. You know, if you're looking for $10 to $15, we have a whole bunch of card games for kids, card games for adults. One of our family favorites is one called The Great Del Moody.
What is that?
I knew it as a kid. We called it President or Loser. It has a bunch of
oh,
other
loser.
Names.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect for you.
Oh, I wasn't quick enough.
It's a very unfair game where you're all taking on different roles, and based on where you're sitting at the table, you get advantages or very big disadvantages. And you're trying to work your way up to become the great Del Moody and try to stay away from being the greater peon.
Okay.
And it's just a very unfair, you don't keep score, you just keep on playing, and it's one of our family favorite for holidays. So that those are some great, you know, $10-$15 mm-hmm. ones. If you're talking more in the $20 to $25, there are more games nowadays where you can get that. You're talking, you know, half hour games and such. Our family favorites are probably more in the $40 to $60 price range of what we're recommending people. Ticket to Ride, one of the best selling games in the world. Mm. Settlers of Catan probably is still the best selling game in the world.
Now let's go back to Ticket to Ride, because you had, Betsy, you had never played that, right?
No.
That was the game that we started with.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen that before, you know, at different bookstores and stuff, and then I don't even remember why I walked into your game store the first. I was probably killing time waiting for something, and I saw the store. Oh, let's check this out. Oh, and all these games. It was very, very cool. And we tried Ticket to Ride, because
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, I've heard enough about this. It's a game where, you know, most everybody has probably at least seen it, yet I find so many people haven't. You've got a map of the U.S. There's all kinds of different versions.
Mm-hmm.
And you get these ticket cards where you're trying to complete routes from certain cities. You've got all these little train cars, colored train cars. You're playing cards to build these different routes. And I remember one of our first games, everybody had their little routes going. And my wife had this big plan. And my son, who had no strategy at all, he really didn't understand what he was doing. He's just putting stuff down based on cards he has. Well, you end up blocking people's routes, right?
Mm-hmm.
She hits the table. When he blocks her route, her grand scheme of how this is all going to come together, he just puts two little cars down. She pounds the tables. I watched all the little train cars go up in the air about 2 inches, land back on the board. We had to shuffle them back in place. But that is a fun one. You got to sell a ton of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This time of year, we sell, I mean, we keep plenty of them in stock. And by now, Ticket to Ride is 10 years old. It's considered a bit of an older game mm-hmm. in the game world. One of our personal favorites right now is called Sagrada. It's literally about building a stained glass window.
Ooh.
And it's a very pretty game. You're rolling a bunch of dice. The dice become the panels of the window on your board. It's kind of hard to explain. Probably my wife's favorite game right now. We play it with just the two of us, or we can go up to five or six with the kids, too.
So the kids will play that one, too?
Yes, if we have the expansion to play with more. One of my sons doesn't maybe, it's not his favorite. He tends mm-hmm. to like games where they're battling, games like I know your boys really like, and stained glass doesn't quite do it for a 16-year-old boy.
But I can't imagine why.
But my daughter really likes it.
Well, Jeff, we're hitting the end of the segment. Oh, good grief, my voice. Someday, Betsy, I will grow up.
Right.
Jeff, I'm sorry you had to hear that. My voice breaks.
All the time.
I was talking to somebody
the
other day.
He's listened to the show. He probably knows.
I know,
it happens
but
all the time.
I was talking to somebody at a family event, and it was my nephew, and he's 25, and he was talking about how embarrassing it is his voice still breaks. And I said, oh, heavens, you have no idea. I've got 20 years on you, and I'm still watching my voice break. We're hitting the end of the time that we've got for this segment. Can you hang with us over the break?
Absolutely.
All right. After the break, we'll be back with Jeff Rietveld from Out of the Box Games. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back. And
yes.
I'm a little winded after the ending of that last segment because my voice broke. I felt a little embarrassed. I told a long story.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
When don't you tell a long story?
A long, rambling story.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the studio with Jeff Rietveld, owner of Out of the Box Games in Zeeland. You've got a location in Grand Rapids. And you own the store with your wife, correct?
Yes. Yeah, Hillary and I, plus really our kids help out a lot as well.
Now, do the kids travel to Grand Rapids and help
no.
run that store? I've seen them in the Zeeland store.
Correct.
All right. So we're talking about different games that are the thing you're going to want to pick up this holiday season if you're looking for an unusual gift to give to an unusual person, right? Or even a usual person.
Well, wait. I actually have a story because
oh,
Jeff...
Boy.
Shh. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Jeff, not you. So I came into your store last year, just before Christmas. My mom said we're going to do a gift exchange amongst the family, and everyone has to bring a game. And I'm sitting there thinking, really, a game? And she wants, you know, like, cheap games, not super expensive ones, you know. Okay, fine. So I came into your store, and I purchased Tenzi and Dutch Blitz, which have been recommended to me.
Somebody very smart.
Right. Let me tell you, there was a fight that broke out over who was going to get the games that I brought. Because, holy cow, those games are fantastic. And they weren't a bad price, so I have to say, those are absolutely some of my favorite small little games.
So Tenzi and Dutch Blitz. Tenzi is a dice game.
Yeah.
What is it, 10 dice?
10 dice.
And you just roll them over and over.
You're rolling them very fast to try to get them to be all the same.
There's no skill involved.
Oh, no.
That's why I advised Betsy to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still fun. It's good. It's one of those little filler games.
Yeah.
Because that's important, too. Some of these games are huge and long. And some of these games can be very short, and that's
right.
why, you know, as a parent, it's very important to have these. Dutch Blitz, do you sell a lot of that yet?
Or is that... Oh, my goodness, 200, 300 copies a year. Easy.
Yeah, so Dutch Blitz, walk us through that, because that's another perfect one. A great price point, a great game to get, and you can play with expansions. I think you can get up to 8 people.
You can get up to 8 people. Yeah, it's just a speed game. I like to tell people, think of Uno, but you're not playing in order. You're just playing when something comes up that you can play. And very popular in this area, although it's technically it's not Dutch. It's actually German Mennonite. I believe it's a Mennonite family that owns the company out in Pennsylvania, and we place many, many orders from them.
Yeah, we have a lot. When we play Dutch Blitz as a family, it always starts out very congenial, and everybody's having a great time because you're playing all these cards down, and then the chaos starts to happen. And I always get very nervous because you see all these piles growing on the table because you're stacking these cards by color and by number in order, right?
Yep.
Reds, 1, 2, 3, as you pull them up in your hand. But everybody's going at the same time, and the chaos ensues, and then the fighting starts, and... It's good-hearted fighting most of the time, except for my daughter.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, well, Tenzi's the same way. It's just like this energy that you get because everybody's trying to hurry and be the first one done. I like those games.
So we've talked about a couple of games that are good starter games. Ticket to Ride is a good starter game if you're just getting into that. You mentioned, what was the stained glass window game?
Sagrada.
All right. What other games out there do you recommend?
So Settlers of Catan was actually one of the games that got our family into games over 20 years ago. That has been around a number of years, still very, very popular. And then it depends on exactly what you want as a family. Carcassonne is another very good one. Azul is a newer game as well. It's actually about tiling floors. You're making a mosaic.
Okay.
They actually have done so well with it. They're actually now making a stained glass version of it coming out next week, partially in response to Sagrada having been so popular.
All right.
That one we anticipate being a very popular release this coming week.
What's the price point?
About $40 for those. Ticket to Ride is more like $50, as is Catan. And a lot of new games do come in at the $60 price point nowadays.
But the components and everything of these games are
very elaborate.
Yeah, they're absolutely beautiful. It's worth the money for what you get out of it, the time that you get out of it as a family. You know, the fights that you get out of it are really funny. You know, if you get the right kids fighting. My one daughter gets so mad, my youngest one. She's had fights because people call her a cheater. And that has made her so mad in the past. And we say, but you do cheat. She says, yes, but stop calling me one. So those fights, those will go down in our memories forever. But it's not fights like the Monopoly fights that we had. It's always fun. We will put games on the table. Oh, man, it used to be every night of the week. Now the kids have a lot of homework. But still, I imagine you guys see tons of people coming through. What other games are out there? Now, you mentioned more battle-type games. Mm-hmm. What are some of the more popular things you're seeing right now?
It's still Axis and Allies. I mean, I remember playing that game when I was
a World War II game.
World War II recreation. I would play that with my brother on rainy Saturday afternoons when I was in middle school. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so most Saturdays were rainy. We did a lot of that. Memoir 44 is definitely a newer one. It's kind of one against one. Also World War II. My boys, I have 15 and a 16-year-old, really love the Star Wars battle games, Imperial Assault, which I know you know. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Legion, Star Wars Destiny.
Star Wars Legion and Imperial Assault have little miniatures.
The little miniatures.
The Star Wars Legion, it's very open-based. Your game board is the table.
Yes.
And we have had a ton of fun with that. You know, it's a little more advanced. You know, the rules are a little more complicated. But the thing that we've enjoyed so much about that is actually building the terrain. So it's almost like my dad used to collect model trains and mm-hmm. do all this model railroading stuff. And that's what we're doing here. We're creating trees and hills and out of all these different components that we find, plaster, and then we're painting them and then getting the little grass and sprinkling.
You're getting creative.
You've seen the things that I've created with the kids.
I'm fairly impressed.
And then you can paint the miniatures. Mm-hmm. There's a whole huge hobby mm-hmm. to be wrapped up in some of these. Now, they're more expensive games.
Definitely, yes.
But still, huge. And you're seeing a lot of sales with that?
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot. It's not just teenage boys as well. We have a lot of adults that play those. You know,
people, thank you for saying that.
People with a little bit of, you know, the disposable income to do that. You know, a game that
I don't have, but I'm making it work as best I can.
Where you're dropping maybe a couple $100 on a game overall instead of, you know, 30 mm-hmm. to 60.
But you can start with the $100 investment to get a very core set.
Absolutely.
And then you can just add on. Mm-hmm. And the add-ons aren't that bad. But the thing about add-ons, and that's one of the things that I've loved about the games that we're finding at your store and all of these newer games in general, is there's expansion packs that come out. And so that means the game changes.
Right.
There's always something new that you can add on. A lot of them, you mentioned, what was it, that Azul, that they were coming out with another version.
Another
of
version,
it.
Yeah.
They're always tweaking things. So it's not just the same game over and over and over again. And that makes these things so much fun. So, in the last little bit that we've got, most popular game this season, is there anything out there that's jumping out at you as, hey, here's one to check out?
I'm waiting to see if it will be Sagrada or the new Azul. I think it will be one of those two. There's another one called Reef, where you're playing little creatures on, you know, on a coral reef. I haven't actually played that one yet. We've had trouble keeping that in stock. We do have more coming in all the time. We keep selling out. I think it will be one of those three. They're all only $40 games, which very much helps as well.
And where's your location in Grand Rapids?
It's kind of South Division in Kentwood. It's a little hard to find the first time. We're on the east side of the road. The Kentwood Fun Spot, I believe, is in behind us. It's an old roller rink that's been there for years.
Okay. And then your Zealand store is right on Main Street.
Right on Main.
You got to get there and check it out. You guys have the knowledge. You'll walk people through and help them find the right game for their people.
Well, and don't forget, they also have some cool toys in there walking
puzzles.
Around the store and puzzles, which
and
I am a big fan
of. Escape room thing going on.
Yes.
What's that?
Well, basically, people pay money to get locked in a room, and they have 1 hour exactly in which to find the clues, to solve the puzzle, to open the box, to get the key, to get the next puzzle, to work their way out. I think we've now had almost 10,000 people do our escape rooms in Zealand. Some of those are repeats because we have three rooms, and we're actually opening a new room this week.
Wow.
All very cool. All of that information is on your website?
Yes, www.ootbgames.com.
Check it out. Jeff Rietveld from Out of the Box Games. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
And there you go, Betsy. That's it.
Yep.
You can find this episode online at repcolite.com, and you can find it on iTunes,
yes.
Which is really fun.
It is.
Go there and subscribe. And then that way, every time one is brand new, it'll be delivered right to your door.
Automatically. Exactly. Also, make sure you're liking us on Facebook. Feel free to post pictures of your projects and the things that inspire you, and ask your questions. We're always available to answer those.
And get out there and shop small businesses today. It's Small Business Saturday.
Yep.
Head out to Out of the Box Games in Zealand or Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up some cool presents, or head to Repco Light or Port City Paints and get a brand new shiny gift certificate.
Yes, people always like those.
People always love that. Always can make use of something that will help you fix up your home.
Absolutely.
We're open till 3 o'clock today. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And we'll help you make sure that you know exactly where your ornaments are next year.
Yes.
If you follow Betsy's hacks this year.
Right.
Thanks for listening.